Okay, then it's rolling.
Hot damn.
Hot damn, summer in the city.
Okay.
Hi.
Vignette.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast.
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
At midnight, all of the agents and the superhuman evil crew will come up and round up everyone that knows more than they do. I am your host, Andy. Welcome to the Evil Podcast. I'm ready to sniff drainpipe and recite the alphabet. Sitting across from me, with his hand in his back pocket, Betty Davis style, Craig Cardboard.
Thank you.
Sitting on my right.
Good intros, by the way.
Some local looser, Tyler.
Yay.
Yeah. So, anyway,
although I don't know if I want to picture Craig as Betty Davis.
Can anybody?
Yeah, that's a little bit hard. Okay. How about Betty Davis' eyes?
Yeah, I guess so. That was Desolation Row by Bob Dylan. And there's a reason I was quoting Bob Dylan, as
because
you might know. He won
the Raspberry Prize.
Yeah, exactly.
The Razzie.
The Nobel Prize in Literature went to Bob Dylan.
Because of his lyrics.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, fair enough.
I was going to pull up
the
ham
horn. If he wrote a book, I don't know if he's written a book yet.
He written two books, one called Tarantula, like it's pretty
Tarantula.
Old. Tarantula. Tarantula is the Swedish, I guess.
Tarantula.
Tarantula. Yeah, and he wrote an autobiography.
That's nice. Those are the hardest ones.
You don't even have to make shit up.
There
it's
you
the
go.
Easiest one.
He definitely doesn't.
Yeah, but It was so fun watching like SVT, Sweden's CBC or PBS or whatever you call it. They were like, before they announced it, like, oh yeah, I hope it's Christine Havermashuk from Belarus that nobody heard of, or it's Christiano blah 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 blah
Bjorkson,
but the big poet, the poet from Portugal or whatever. And then it was like, it's Bob Dylan. And the panel was like, oh yeah, yeah, he's good. I like that, like a Rolling Stone. Yeah, he's good.
That's funny. You know what? I went to a poetry class when I was doing my master's. And I'm a songwriter. And because I rhymed some things, I was demoted. I got a lower
you're
grade.
Not allowed to
No
rhyme.
Rhyming.
What? I love rhyming.
No rhyming allowed. So there could be some backlash with the poets who don't like rhyming. Against Bob Dylan.
Yeah, because Bob Dylan has said he found it much easier to write songs after he bought a rhyming dictionary.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
true story?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
you never
used to have one of those.
Yeah, you never know what's a true story with Bob Dylan. But
you need another one, Craig.
Yeah.
Another
rhyming dictionary.
Uh-huh. Soon as I start putting lyrics in all the songs I made you listen to.
Well, at SVT, too, like, at the end, when they have announced it, they usually read something from the author who won it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like scrambling. There was like a woman sitting there with a book, but you can see she didn't have anything because her iPhone was in the book. So she was reading and she was reading At Midnight, I think it was called, like not something that's like Nobelesque literature. Because it was like At Midnight, My Honey Took All My Money. It was just rhymes like that. Like, that guy won the Nobel Prize?
My
okay.
Honey took all my money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I guess I thought it was a bit goofy of them to give it to him, but I guess it's.
Well, there you go.
Poetry, in a sense. I mean, I'm a big Dylan fan, as you both know, but I just thought it was. They were just trying to be of the people, giving it to some hip.
It's also a big slam against his music. If you think about it.
You're a shitty guitar player, but a good lyricist. Here, have the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, this wasn't for your vocal work.
Yeah, exactly. Which I don't mind as vocal.
I mean,
work
if they were going to be hip, they could have given it to David Bowie.
Yeah.
Can you turn up my mic a little bit?
Yes. Like someone said, like, if Bob Dylan got Nobel Prize in Literature, Keith Richards should get it in chemistry.
Yeah. Anti-aging.
Now you're too loud, Craig.
Drugs.
I didn't even say anything.
No, but your mic was too loud.
Sorry.
Anyway.
loose podcast. Yeah.
I guess that's fine.
So here we are back after several weeks absence.
Yeah. And who's thirsty?
I am.
I don't know.
Pick me.
Play the jingle.
Hit it.
Okay, so actually today, since me and Tyler was at IKEA and we actually bought some IKEA Swedish shot glasses.
Nice.
Yeah. And I actually found some real Swedish liquor.
I'll close my eyes.
You don't have to close it.
I want to.
Okay, because you can't see it anyways. But this is actually straight from the motherland.
Motherland.
Yeah.
Nice.
To christen the glasses. Svea.
Yeah. You want some more, Tyler?
Sure. All it means is that Craig has to keep these special glasses in pristine condition.
In a special location. Mm-hmm. I bet you they're going to go up there on the top of the shelf.
Yeah. I bought some for myself, too, because I've been missing these. I haven't seen them before in Canada.
Mm. I didn't because I don't have room for them.
Yeah.
I've been missing as emotionally.
What? Sorry? You have?
Or you've lost them.
No, I haven't had any in Canada.
Mm.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Score.
Score.
Mm-hmm.
Oi.
Yep.
This is aquavit.
It is an aquavit, yes.
Is it Danish?
No, it's a Swedish one.
Mm. Which quick O.P. Anderson's?
Nope.
Give me another clue.
Tyler?
Is it from the north or the south of Sweden?
East. No, it's true.
Is it Stockholm brand aquavit? No.
It's Östergötland Säders brännvin.
I was going to guess that.
So it's East.
Me too.
The East Geat grain brännvin.
Okay.
So that's why it tastes a bit like whiskey.
Damn, that's fine.
Yeah, it is a good one. It's like I said, an aquavit close to a whiskey.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
Tack för det.
Varsågod. Min kära spannvatten.
Ooh, spannvatten.
Bucket of water.
Bucket of water.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep. Yeah, like you said, it's been a few weeks.
Hey, listen, I just got a message from my ex-drummer. It just came out of the phone.
And you hate
drummers. I ran it. This guy I liked.
Yeah.
This guy I liked. I ran into his wife at a craft show.
Yeah.
Not too far from the Tartan Ballroom.
I thought all your drummers were in Sweden.
No, only the one I didn't like.
Oh, okay.
anyways, I saw his wife there, and I remembered her name, which was nice.
Yeah.
And the little child that broke up our band was now big. And here's what he has to say to me. I sent him a weird message, actually.
Yeah, I bet you did.
As if there was any other message.
Great to hear you're still rolling around town. Let's reconnect soon for a coffee or something.
You said that or he said that.
And we can catch up on a few years worth. That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
I said to him, I said, holy Stangers. His last name is Stang. Mm-hmm. Holy Stangers, I just ran into your wife and progeny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never want to see you again.
And then I think we played in a band together. My name is Craig.
Right. Okay.
So, very cool.
Oh, so the answer you read was after you had sent him that.
Yes.
I thought he said that first.
No.
It would be weird. Okay.
No.
Well, if there's one thing we know about Craig is that he's rolling around town.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling.
Well, I guess you gotta keep us posted on that.
I can keep you posted.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you.
Yeah, that was Craig's big shot, and the drummer broke up his band.
Yep.
He went ahead and had a baby, and then I accidentally went to China for 2 years.
Yeah, accidentally. Okay. I see.
And our guitarist, I don't know what happened. I think he might be dead.
Ooh.
Like, honestly, I have not heard from him.
Is this a Swedish guy or?
No, he's a Canadian guy. He's an electrician.
Okay. Was an electrician. God rest his soul.
Perhaps. That is a dangerous occupation.
It was shocking how terrible the news of his passing was.
Yes, it was. I wasn't grounded. Yeah. I wasn't feeling very grounded at that time. That's about it.
By extension, Gordy were.
Yoda joke.
Uh-huh.
Cordially speaking. Yeah. So there you go. That's my my flash news update.
Right. What else has been happening?
Anything else, Craig?
Okay, we had the big snow dump.
Yeah.
All right, so first, my snow machine had to be liberated from the garage, which was very crowded.
Yeah.
Then we just got a massive dump.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And like the one you took in my bathroom right before the show.
Yeah.
Except it's white.
Right. Yeah, but mine smells like raspberry.
Yeah, that's true.
Snow doesn't.
Yeah. Snow doesn't smell like anything. No. So really, really heavy stuff. So I got the snowblower out.
Yep.
Blasted through the sidewalks, and then it started to get clogged just because the snow was so heavy,
mm-hmm.
which has nothing to do with anything, but I rolled it into the backyard to do that stuff, and then I wasn't looking, and it gobbled up my garden hose.
Oh, no.
Wrapped around the things on it, fuck. And then my good old TJ came to the rescue, and I don't know how he got the hose off. I just said, cut it. cut the fucking hose. I can get a garden hose any day.
Yeah.
But then I had broke one small little pin on there, which he
even the snow blower?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he said, no problem. Easy to fix. I'm like, thank God for people like that who are handy, because I am not.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to be like, okay, new snow blower. Because that thing was like $1,200.
New snow blower.
I don't know. No, I was thinking like life. Warranty. Life of torturous
shoveling.
So yeah, that's recently. Yeah. What about you?
Let me ask you for your opinion here. Like, let's say if you thought the wax seal underneath your toilet was busted because you had like a smell, would you do that yourself?
From the look on Craig's face.
Okay.
I've never even heard of that. Wax seal under the toilet. What?
Have you never changed the toilet?
No, I didn't change it. This got newly renovated. They have wax on the bottom?
There's like a little kit that you buy, and it has a little disc that's made out of wax. And then when you put the toilet down, the pressure, blah, 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 it seals it up.
The wax kind of seals the toilet to the drain pipe.
Your toilet is unhinged?
No, I had like a bit of a smell that I think might come from like the toilet. So it might be the wax seal. But my wife thinks we should call a plumber, and I think she's my ridiculous. God. What?
Well, I mean, you guys have been helping. Thank you, because the economy is in a downturn, and you guys have been helping. You've been helping the trades quite a bit.
Yeah,
in your perfect house,
almost. Well, yeah, well, we haven't had that many tradespeople.
Tree cutter, plumber, we haven't had a tree jackhammerer.
I don't know.
Fumigator.
I don't know how to install a backflow valve, Craig. That I don't know.
But you should. Google can show you.
Did that.
What?
It's good.
Yeah. Google could have shown them.
But so how my question.
I have a good contractor so that you can call, though.
So you would take the toilet off yourself?
How do you know the wax seal is broken? It's inside.
Yeah. Handy.
It's just a little waxy. You take the toilet off.
Have you Googled how to tell
that it's broken? That doesn't keep the stink out.
It does if it's busted and you get a bit of sewage smell coming back up. But I'm not sure that's it. Doesn't matter. This is really boring to talk about. I just wondered if you would take a toilet off.
Well, you have to unscrew the thingies, and then you got to lift the toilet and look at the same time, which is very difficult.
The question is, Craig, would you ever do plumbing work yourself?
Never.
Okay.
Okay.
Even if it was going to save you like $500.
It's not going to be $500.
Do you detect a stench?
A little bit sometimes, but I don't know if it's coming from...
Is it after you use it?
Sometimes.
Well, sometimes before too, I guess.
Oh.
Wait, here's a better question, though.
Anyway, Craig sided with my wife. Bros before host, man.
Here's a better question.
I didn't side with her at all. Kidding.
Here's a better question.
Yeah.
Your basement washroom that you have down there, do you ever get funky smells coming from there?
I don't use it.
But before, like,
let's
just
not talk
like
about
existing.
That anymore. It's so boring.
I'd have to walk in there and put my nose next to the bottom of the toilet.
Then no.
Anyway, it's boring talking about plumbing issues. I was just wondering.
I was going to
stinky topic.
I thought we were going to create a song to go along with Andy's Toolman talk.
Toolman talk.
Uh-huh.
Home improvement.
Yeah.
Men are pigs, am I right? Or whatever it is.
More power.
Speaking of pigs.
Yeah.
Donald Chauvinist.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump. Chauvinist Trump.
Yeah.
Worst thing. Of all.
Yep.
Dorky cousin Bush laughing in the background
Dorky Kushner.
George Bush's cousin, who was like a host on Entertainment Weekly. Is he really his cousin?
I thought he was more of a distant relative.
I mean, I thought it was like a nephew.
The further away you're related, probably the smarter you are from George Bush. But anyways, we don't need to repeat the news. I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see what he does this week.
Tyler,
I'm actually enjoying it. It's like watching a... It's not really watching a car crash. It's something.
It is a car crash. Yeah. It's watching a car crash.
But it's a car crash where the guy who crashes into you survives. Repeatedly.
No. But it's like when you're driving down the road and there's a car crash. You can't help but watch.
Yeah.
No matter what. And then you crash into the car ahead of you.
Well, Tyler has a new favorite joke, which he have told me 3 times.
I can't remember the joke.
Hours.
Good thing he forgot.
He says, you're a pussy. Donald Trump would grab you by you.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Andy.
Said it 3 times.
The idiot store called. Uh-huh. They ran out of you.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah.
So, podcast.
Yeah, ask us what we were
what
doing.
What did you do, I was Andy?
Yeah, I did ask you. You said before I ask you.
But ask me again.
Ask me
a question. I will ask Tyler.
Hey.
We went to the wrestling show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, wrestling.
Did. Whoa. Real, wow. Real wrestling. Fake wrestling.
Yeah. We saw wrestling.
My most common comment to Tyler was...
During the show.
These are grown men.
Was this in the new arena?
No, in the old one.
Oh, nice.
It's still good.
These are grown men.
These are grown men cheering for other grown men.
With their signs and stuff. And,
around you.
Yeah, and then when I said that... A juggalo sat next to Tyler.
Yeah.
What's a juggalo?
Juggalo.
A juggalo.
Juggalo. You know the Insane Clown Posse?
Those clowns are everywhere. They're frightening
people. No, not those ones. But you know the Insane Clown Posse, right?
Yeah.
And you know other fans are called juggalos.
I didn't know that.
Okay. They use face paint and they paint their face white and then do a clown face out of black paint. Or
otherwise known as clowns.
Yeah.
A juggalo with B.O. sat right next to Tyler.
Oh, stinkers. Of course.
It was a bummer.
Why would he shower?
Yeah, I know. And there was like a big guy wrestling, and a guy on the far end, also a grown man.
I can't hear myself in my own.
Well, I can hear you. He yelled, where's your training bra? And the guy next to him laughed and laughed like it was the funniest thing he ever heard.
I think the fact...
And then Andy had another thing that he kept saying.
No, we can hear you.
No, but I want to hear myself, my own voice.
Well, I have to turn everybody up.
We don't want to hear you.
Can you hear yourself now?
It's just, that's better.
Okay, good. Okay. Jeez, so Finnick's such a diva.
I know, right?
He's a regular Jose Bautista.
I was going to say, the other thing that Andy said all the time at the wrestling was, quit posturing and fight.
Yeah, well, they were posturing for 15 minutes.
Speaking of posturing, you brought a measuring tape with you. What were you doing in the bathroom?
No, that's from IKEA. Yeah.
Pull it out. Let me see how long.
12 and a half inches.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
From knee to waist.
Yeah. So, yeah, wrestling, weird experience. You should have come.
How does it start? Like, how do they start everything?
They have an announcer.
See.
Let the wrestling begin.
Good evening, Edmonton. Our first bout is scheduled for one fall. It is the women's champion or something.
The gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Yeah. Divas, as they don't call them anymore.
Because
they're not sexist anymore.
No.
But there was like, what, 3 title fights?
Yeah.
And because they don't televise this.
Yeah.
No, there was 4 title fights.
No, there was only 3.
3, yeah.
Was this WWE?
Yeah.
Oh.
Every title fight, the person who had the belt ended up winning. Because, of course, they can't lose the belt if it's not televised.
Oh.
So, so 3 out of the 10 matches or whatever, you knew what was going to happen before they happened.
Now, at any point, did you see real violence inflicted on a... human being.
Not as far as we know. Well, we didn't sit on the floor because we were cheap.
You could see spit flying through the air.
Spit and sweat.
Yeah. Just wads of it floating through
the
air.
They do throw themselves around. Mickey Rourke, for example, was
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do and stuff because you got to know how to fall and shit, and throw yourself off the top ropes. Obviously, it's going to...
Now, who were those dancing gentlemen that you sent in a text message? What wrestling was that? Oh, because they all looked really out of shape.
That was just a gif I found. I have no idea what it was.
Funny gif. The fat guy in the corner was terrible at dancing, and everybody else was good.
Yeah, no. But yeah, it was a surreal experience. You should really come next time, Craig. Just to watch the rest.
I don't even know what to watch.
No, we're gonna find something better than that, because I don't think the next one will be WWE.
Maybe, yeah.
We're thinking we're going to go to like the Northern Alberta professional wrestling.
Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Yeah, something like that. We're going to go to like a Lions Hall.
Tyler wants to do this.
And you, me, and Andy, we're going to go and we're going to watch some wrestling with a bunch of grown men in a room.
Yeah. There were some kids, but the dads seemed more excited than the
most
kids.
Of the dads were. The kids were shouting, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. The children were shouting.
Oh, yeah. They were heckling.
At all at any point?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I went to a Munster truck show when I was at Munster or Monster.
Yeah.
When I was probably 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I smelled weed.
You sure it was weed?
Yeah, because the...
Was it
the
skunk?
The mom of the friend, the guy's name was Greg.
Oh.
The mom of the friend was...
Smoking
she
weed.
Just identified the smell and said, "You something like, you kids shouldn't smell that," or something.
Oh, okay. Because I know when I went to some motorcycle competitions back home, they put some sort of oil in the tank to grease the motor, and it smells really sour and stuff. So I figured maybe they do that for the monster trucks too, but maybe not. It was probably weed.
We were also discussing the societal impact of wrestling, because the arena was full of disabled people.
Yeah.
Ex-wrestlers?
No.
A lot of disabled and a lot of downies.
Yeah. Well, I was lumping them together, but Andy's being politically incorrect.
Down syndrome kids.
Okay.
Or persons. I don't know if they were kids.
People.
You can call them downies. Isn't that cute?
I don't think that's downy.
It is kind of cute. Yeah. I've never heard it before.
No, I don't know where I heard it.
Probably.
It's fine.
It's probably really bad. But well,
probably.
They're not going to know.
They don't listen to this podcast.
Awful times, too.
Yeah, I know.
Things that come to bite you in the ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But along those same lines, how about that ovation that Joey Moss got?
He stole the spotlight. That Joey Moss is addicted to the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. He is.
He loves it. It's just a huge dopamine rush.
Yeah. Wish I had a joke.
Which is awesome. Which is awesome. I think we already teased him.
There's two Canadians I love to make jokes about, and it's Joey Moss and Terry Fox. I don't know why.
I just love how Joey just soaks up the crowd and the adoration. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. As for what he actually does in the dressing room, I've never seen it.
He's
equipment guy.
Yeah.
Towels, I know.
Folding towels, doing laundry, that kind of stuff for the most part. I think he helps the equipment guys if they give him jobs to do, but that's about it.
Okay.
He gives McDavid his water and his scarves.
Yeah.
Just like Elvis had a guy who brought him water and scarves.
McDavid wears a scarf on the ice?
No. But it's just,
that should be his trademark.
There's an Elvis recording where, like, let's hear it for this guy. He's my guitarist. Let's hear it for him. He plays the keyboard. Let's hear it for Charlie Hodge, the guy who brings me my scarves and my water.
Good old Charlie.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to make a thing about your third favorite person make fun of is Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig? I don't think I ever made fun of him.
He died from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh.
Yeah. A disease so bad they named it after him.
Yeah. Poor guy. What's that sound?
What's that rattling?
Bob.
Is it?
Probably.
Could be.
The hell is he doing?
Or your...
I'm not moving.
Your amigo.
No, that's a human.
Yeah. Is it DJ? Doesn't matter. Well, I guess it matters if it's someone in your house that shouldn't be here.
They can't get anything valuable unless they come through this door.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So,
only your dog. Your show dog.
Yeah, that's fine. So what else did you do, Andy?
I don't think so.
No.
Nothing that I don't have my notes since I'm recording on my phone. Yeah. I'll have to tell you next episode.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I went to Vancouver.
You did?
Yeah, you did. I forgot.
I did.
That's why we haven't recorded.
Yeah. Vancouver.
I was in Vancouver for a week. Or just north of Vancouver. But yeah. Went to Vancouver for a day. I went to a diner. And I had some good food.
Was Bruno Gerussi there?
No. It's called Lucy's.
Lucy's?
Yeah.
Lucy's.
I was telling Andy, they have... on their menu, they have one of those those meals that you can order where you have like a time limit to eat the meal or whatever.
No. That's a lot of
you have a time limit.
Yeah. So if you finish this meal and it was basically like a three patty burger topped with pulled pork and bacon and there's like a whole bunch of cheese, but the bun is made of grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And then there was like a bunch of extra sides. And if you finished it within 25 minutes, you got your meal for free, your picture up on the wall, all of this stuff. If you finished it, but not within 25 minutes, you paid regular price for the meal, and you got a picture saying that you were finished. If you don't finish it, your face goes on the wall of shame, and you have to pay three times the price. It was double or three times or something. Okay. But it was
story
like...
Story gets better every time you tell it.
Something like, about making you suffer because you have
like,
to.
What would you do to win that prize? Like, you have to go and starve yourself.
Yeah,
for at least 7 days.
Or like, because we were at the brew house before the wrestling, and they also had like a six patty burger that you got for free if you finished it within an hour. I told him you have to show up really, really stoned and have the munchies and haven't eaten anything before. Like, that's the only way I think I could do one of those things. Not that I ever get stoned.
Within an hour, if you were bolted to your chair, you probably wouldn't be able to. But if you like ate part of it and then went to the washroom and then came back and. Just repeated that over
Which part
and over.
Of this is enjoyable, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't. It's not even worth getting.
It's a free meal.
You get a T-shirt too, I think.
Yeah, Tyler would do that for a free meal and a T-shirt, even Maybe. If he had to throw up a couple of times.
Yeah, probably.
People love finger down getting my throat. T-shirts. Why?
Yeah, I know. People love freebies in general for some reason.
But the worst part is those free shirts are the ones that you find at like Goodwill.
Yeah.
Nobody ever keeps them. They just want them.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. I do have a moose head. Free T-shirt that I wear sometimes. That's pretty nice.
I got a Canadian one and a package of Canadian.
Yeah,
I wear it.
Oh yeah,
but never out of the house.
It's your working shirt.
Yeah, we all got those.
Yep.
What else did I do in Vancouver?
I don't know. Did you buy some tobacco?
I didn't, but I bought a pipe.
Oh yeah,
from some pen / tobacco store.
Right.
They sell pens.
Yeah, it was like half the store was these fancy pens that cost hundreds of dollars. Like bamboo pen with like a golden tip to it, and your ink is like made out of silver flakes and
gorilla blood.
Yeah, that kind of Harambe.
Harambe blood.
Yeah.
That is terrible. It makes sense though. I think like increasingly you don't need a pen.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna have a pen, you might as well have the best pen in the world.
Unless you lose pens a lot.
Then you don't have a pen.
But it was like I walked in and he's like, are you here for the pens or are you here for the pipes? I'm like, pipes, please.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, it was rainy and warmer than it is here. So
Yeah.
Good times.
Why do you... You don't even have family there now.
Oh, my grandparents are still there.
Ah.
So I go to visit them.
Yeah, and Tyler's grandmother really hates the intentional walk.
Oh, yeah. I was
hates the what?
The intentional
walk. We were watching the Blue Jays game at their place, and all of a sudden the, like... So my grandma was watching.
It's total pussy.
She doesn't really understand the baseball, but she's watching the game, and then all of a sudden she sees the catcher stand up, put his arm out, and then the pitcher throws it wide. And she starts swearing at the TV, like, what the hell are these guys doing?
I like this lady.
Yeah. I was like, calm down. It's the intentional walk. She's like, that bullshit and a whole bunch of other stuff. And while I was doing that, I was texting Andy to say exactly what she was saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I wonder if I can find that.
Chicken shit move, you said, I think.
What's another BS rule in any sport that's like that? Is there anything like it?
Delay of game
when hockey?
In hockey. Oh, when the goalie goes past the half
his
ice
little,
line.
His little border thingies.
Oh, yeah, those two. Yeah, that they implemented a few years ago. He can't go out
through
the corners.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a shitty rule.
Yeah.
But also, if the goalie leaves his net with the puck and skates over the red line, it's actually a 2-minute penalty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's to keep him from getting involved in fights, maybe.
Maybe.
What is another rule that's kind of weird? Embellishment. Actually, it's not a bad one.
What's that?
Connor McDavid apparently was tripped and he got up so fast
uh-huh.
that the referee called it embellishment. And also called the other guy for the penalty.
Yeah.
So, what, so I don't know how he got...
What does embellishment mean? I don't know what...
Exaggerating the trip or something.
But if he got down and got up, he might have just lost his balance.
Or just he's kind of okay, but he's fast.
He got tripped and they were like, well, why would he dive if he had a breakaway and he got tripped? He'd be trying to get up to score a goal. But the refs, when they have that diving thing, they call the penalty on the person who tripped them, but then they also call the person for... flailing when they get tripped.
Weird.
I found the quote.
Yeah.
So the intentional walk happened, and it was followed by "What a chicken shit play." Then it was followed by "What an asshole," and then it was "That's a Trump play."
Oh,
play. He's a feisty grandma.
Yeah. And then we started watching the debate of the vice presidents.
Oh.
While I was there, and
more comments.
Yeah, because I scrolled by it, but Pence was saying something about going down on his knees to prayer and, or something like that. And my grandma was like, did he just say he's going down on his knees?
That's so funny.
You know, it's weird. We often think of our grandparents as being sort of innocent or...
No, I have never thought my grandfather innocent.
No, I don't think so. He's a unique guy, isn't it?
Nah.
But we have this weird thing where we think like seniors are so conservative and they're so easily offended by all these things. When you think about it, they've seen all the raunchy stuff way more times than we have. Yeah.
No, I never really thought of them. Because I know my grandmother when I was like... She died when I was 15, so I was maybe like 12 or something. And we were... I was sleeping over at them when I was a kid. Or her, I should say. And she's like... was some stuff on the TV where they were making out in some show.
Yeah.
And she's like, eh... who wants to see this, like, people fucking? I was like, whoa.
Yeah. See, that stuff, I don't know if that's like, maybe just like she's seen it all.
Yeah, probably.
What more does she need to see that?
She's probably done it all.
Yeah. I'm having this thing where I'm looking back at young people, like, in their 20s and that, and I'm just like, feeling like nostalgic or, like, jealous for some reason.
When you see what?
Just young people in
general. Yeah, who likes young people?
Craig wants to be out there humping teens.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think
18
they,
plus, though.
Because I know my grandmother, she was alive during, like, the war. Not that we went to war, but she lived in a port town kind of thing. And I know she said, like, she met a sailor once.
Whoa.
And she didn't say anything because I was so young, but I've been thinking about that since, like, sailors. Yeah, I wonder what the hell they were doing.
My holding hands, writing letters to each other,
going to a coffee shop.
I was expecting that story to go somewhere else where it was like, I remember a story from back in the war and I didn't remember exactly what my grandma said, but then it was like, and then we gassed them.
That's what you were expecting.
Yeah. Wow. A little bit.
It was tragic.
She's seen it all and done it all.
It was tragic, too, because my grandfather actually died in a concentration camp. He was drunk and fell down the watchtower. You haven't heard that joke before?
No.
No.
We don't have too many of those jokes here in North America.
No.
Andy, my grandfather died at a concentration camp, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he couldn't focus and got shot.
I don't get that one.
Concentration camp?
Oh, I see.
Jesus.
I always wonder that when I was a kid, like, concentration camp? Like, were they sending people who were, like... Because I had hard to concentrate in, like, the...
I had ADHD.
Great. I probably did. No, I don't know. But, yeah, concentration camp.
I had ADHD and I was worried about my life.
Anyway.
I wonder what that's like. It doesn't matter because we've got like technology that causes us to be like have attention deficit, which is like constant interruption.
A little bit.
Yeah, I definitely noticed since you got smartphones and YouTube and internet, like it's hard to sit down and just watch something and not fiddle with anything.
Totally. Like the dual screen thing. Like
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped me is reading a book, like a paper book.
Yeah.
Well,
but the thing is now I have I only read ebooks, so I read them on my phone, and if I
bought a paper book this week.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The Girl and the Dragon Tattoo 4.
Ugh.
The Girl in the Spider's Web.
Yeah.
I was watching, I watched the American version, then I watched all the behind the scenes and how they filmed it and all that stuff, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Speaking of ADHD and the change of topic so quickly.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've noticed that with watching stuff is the worst because you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So it's hard to focus. But
you are doing something.
Yeah, I know. But I don't like watching TV because it bores the hell out of me because I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Mm.
But I can set my phone aside and not pay attention for hours and get invested in a video game. Or lose time for like an hour and a half if you're playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could be outside fishing for like 4 hours and not care about my phone at all.
Yeah, but that's like that's healthy. Like getting lost in something that much, I think is healthy. Well, the stuff that isn't healthy is like all of this like task switching and attention switching.
That's why your cabin is good because there's no internet connections out there. It's always like
it's a phenomena because sometimes somebody gets 2 bars.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's just like, oh, I got 2 bars. Oh, I got 2 bars in the upstairs bedroom. You can go in there.
Yeah, true enough.
To check
your
fucking email.
Bullshit email and Facebook updates that nobody cares about. But
I don't have email.
Yeah.
I never get email. It's all spam.
Yeah.
Spam.
Yeah.
Well, that was an awesome podcast.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up so we can record another one.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, no, this is live. We're recording one next week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Do you know what this has been?
Radio Evil.
On Pirate Satellite. Bye-bye.